With SDP Beat Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. World leaders are meeting in Paris to hash out a new agreement on the best way to deal with climate change. As part of the effort, President Barack Obama announced a doubling in funding for renewable energy research. This could have a direct impact on ongoing research into new biofuels in South Dakota. South Dakota School of Mines and Technology Professor Jim Stone is one on a team of regional scientists researching the potential for oilseeds as a renewable fuel crop.
We're hopeful to continue our work on next-generation biofuel developments, looking at camelina and carinata and as part of the South Dakota Oilseed Initiative. We think this would be a tremendous opportunity to help South Dakota become a leader in this area and look at alternatives for crops in our region that can, wean ourselves from fossil fuel use. And so it's kind of like a double win-win for us here in South Dakota.
Stone hopes this extra research funding allows the state to leverage its unique geography and growing conditions to produce more biofuel. He says in recent years, the overall level of research funding has been drastically reduced. He says there has been increasing competition among researchers for a shrinking pool of money. Officials in Spearfish have unveiled the first granite wall at a five-wall veterans monument. More than 900 names are on the first wall. It was unveiled in a ceremony on Sunday. The first wall came about 5 years after the formation of a fundraising committee. The monument honors veterans from Spearfish who served honorably since the Spanish-American War. The monument will eventually have five walls, one for each branch of the U.S. military. The monument is estimated to cost about $250,000. Fundraising committee member Boyd Dean says the work of raising money continues. Your South Dakota weather forecast for tonight, increasing clouds, patchy fog east, lows upper 20s southeast to mid to upper 30s far west through south central. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy east, slight chance of light rain or sprinkles, possibly starting as light freezing rain north central early. This is SDPB Radio News.